Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Chapter 16. Absurd Interpretations of the Marcosians. Blending in, one, the production of their own eons, and the straying and recovery of the sheep spoken of in the Gospel, these persons endeavor to set forth things in a more mystical style, while they refer everything to numbers, maintaining that the universe has been formed out of a monad and a dyad. And then, reckoning from unity on to four, they thus generate the decad. For when 1, 2, 3, and 4 are added together, they give rise to the number of the 10 eons. And again, the dyad, advancing from itself by 2s up to 6, 2 and 4 and 6, brings out the duodecad. Once more, if we reckon in the same way up to 10, the number 30 appears, in which are found 8 and 10 and 12. They therefore term the duodecad, because it contains the episemon, and because the episemon, so to speak, waits upon it, the passion. And for this reason, because an error occurred in connection with the 12th number, the sheep frisked off and went astray, for they assert that a defection took place from the duodecad. In the same way, they oracularly declare that one power having departed also from the duodecad has perished, and this was represented by the woman who lost the drachma, and, lighting a lamp, found it again. Thus, therefore, the numbers that were left, viz. 9, as respects the pieces of money, and 11, in regard to the sheep, when multiplied together, give birth to the number 99, for 9 times 11 are 99. Wherefore also they maintain the word Amen contains this number. I will not, however, weary you by recounting their other interpretations, that you may perceive the results everywhere. They maintain, for instance, that the letter Eta, along with the letter Episemon, constitutes an Ogdoad, inasmuch as it occupies the eighth place from the first letter. Then again, without the Episemon, reckoning the number of the letters and adding them up until we come to Eta, they bring out the Triacontad. For if one begins at Alpha and ends with Eta, omitting the Episemon, and add together the value of the letters in succession, he will find their number altogether to an amount to 30. For up to Epsilon, 15 are formed. Then adding 7 to that number, the sum of 22 is reached. Next, Eta being added to these, since its value is 8, the most wonderful triacontad is completed. And hence, they give forth that the Ogdoad is the mother of the 30 eons. Since, therefore, the number 30 is composed of 3 powers, the Ogdoad, Decad, and Duodecad, when multiplied by 3, it produces 90, for 3 times 30 are 90. Likewise, this triad, when multiplied by itself, gives rise to 9. Thus, the Ogdoad generates by these means 99. And since the 12th eon, by her defection, left 11 in the heights above, they maintain that therefore the position of the letters is a true coordinate of the method of their calculation. For lambda is the 11th in order among the letters, and represents the number 30, and also forms a representation of the arrangement of affairs above, since, on from alpha, omitting episemon, the number of the letters up to lambda, when added together according to the successive value of the letters, and including lambda itself, forms the sum of 99. But that this lambda, being the 11th in order, descended to seek after one equal to itself, so as to complete the number of 12 letters, and when it found such a one, the number was completed, is manifest from the very configuration of the letter. For Lambda, being engaged, as it were, in the quest of one similar to itself, and finding such a one, and clasping it to itself, thus filled up the place of the 12th. The letter mu, mu, being composed of 2 lambdas. Wherefore also they, by means of their knowledge, avoid the place of 99, that is, the defection, a type of the left hand, but endeavor to secure one more, which, when added to the 99, has the effect of changing their reckoning to the right hand. I well know, my dear friend, that when you have read through all this, you will indulge in a hearty laugh over this their inflated wise folly. But those men are really worthy of being mourned over, who promulgate such a kind of religion, and who so frigidly and perversely pull to pieces the greatness of the truly unspeakable power, and the dispensations of God in themselves, so striking, by means of Alpha and Beta, and through the aid of numbers. But as many as separate from the church, and give heed to such old wives' tales as these, are truly self-condemned. And these men Paul commands us, after a first and second admonition, to avoid. And John, the disciple of the Lord, has intensified their condemnation, when he desires us not even to address to them the salutation of Godspeed. For, says he that bids them to be of good speed is a partaker with their evil deeds, and that with reason. For there is no good speed to the ungodly, saith the Lord. Impious indeed, beyond all impiety, are these men, who assert that the Maker of heaven and earth, the only God Almighty, besides whom there is no God, was produced by means of a defect, which itself sprang from another defect, so that according to them he was the product of the third defect. Such an opinion we should detest and execrate, while we ought everywhere to flee far apart from those that hold it. And in proportion as they vehemently maintain and rejoice in their fictitious doctrines, so much the more should we be convinced that they are under the influence of the wicked spirits of the Odoad. Just as those persons who fall into a fit of frenzy, the more they laugh and imagine themselves to be well, and do all things as if they were in good health, both of body and mind, yea, some things better than those who really are so, are only thus shown to be the more seriously diseased. In like manner do these men, the more they seem to excel others in wisdom, and waste their strength by drawing the bow too tight, the greater fools do they show themselves. For when the unclean spirit of folly has gone forth, and when afterwards he finds them not waiting upon God, but occupied with mere worldly questions, then, taking 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and inflating the minds of these men with the notion of their being able to conceive of something beyond God, and having fitly prepared them for the reception of deceit, he implants within them the Ogdoad of the foolish spirits of wickedness. Chapter 17. The theory of the Marcosians, that created things were made after the image of things invisible. I wish also to explain to you their theory as to the way in which creation itself was formed through the mother by the Demiurge, as it were without his knowledge, after the image of things invisible. They maintain, then, that first of all the 4 elements, fire, water, earth, and air, were produced after the image of the primary tetrad above, and that then we add their operations, viz. Heat, cold, dryness, and humidity. An exact likeness of the Ogdoad is presented. They next reckon up 10 powers in the following manner. There are 7 globular bodies, which they also call heavens. Then that globular body which contains these, which also they name the 8th heaven, and in addition to these, the sun and moon. These being 10 in number, they declare to be types of the invisible decad, which proceeded from Logos and Zoe. As to the duodecad, it is indicated by the zodiacal circle, as it is called, for they affirm that the 12 signs do most manifestly shadow forth the duodecad, the daughter of Anthropos and Ecclesia. And since the highest heaven, beating upon the very sphere of the 7th heaven, has been linked with the most rapid precession of the whole system as a check, and balancing that system with its own gravity, so that it completes the cycle from sign to sign in 30 years, they say that this is an image of Horus, encircling their 30-named mother. And then again, as the moon travels through her allotted space of heaven in 30 days, they hold that by these days she expresses the number of the 30 eons. The sun also, who runs through his orbit in 12 months, and then returns to the same point in the circle, makes the duodecad manifest by these 12 months. And the days, as being measured by 12 hours, are a type of the invisible duodecad. Moreover, they declare that the hour, which is the 12th part of the day, is composed of 30 parts in order to set forth the image of the triacontad. Also, the circumference of the zodiacal circle itself contains 360 degrees, for each of its signs comprises 30. And thus also they affirm that by means of this circle, an image is preserved of that connection which exists between the 12 and the 30. Still further, asserting that the earth is divided into 12 zones, and that in each zone it receives power from the heavens, according to the perpendicular position of the sun above it, bringing forth productions corresponding to that power which sends down its influence upon it. They maintain that this is a most evident type of the duodecad and its offspring. In addition to these things, they declare that the demiurge, desiring to imitate the infinitude and eternity and immensity and freedom from all measurement by time of the Ogdoad above, but as he was the fruit of defect, being unable to express its permanence and eternity, had recourse to the expedient of spreading out its eternity into times and seasons and vast numbers of years, imagining that by the multitude of such times he might imitate its immensity. They declare further that the truth having escaped him, he followed that which was false, and that for this reason, when the times are fulfilled, his work shall perish. Chapter 18. Passages from Moses which the heretics pervert to the support of their hypothesis. And while they affirm such things as these concerning the creation, every one of them generates something new, day by day, according to his ability. For no one is deemed perfect who does not develop among them some mighty fictions. It is thus necessary, first, to indicate what things they metamorphose to their own use out of the prophetical writings, and next, to refute them. Moses, then, they declare, by his mode of beginning the account of the creation, has at the commencement pointed out the mother of all things, when he says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." For, as they maintain, by naming these four, God, beginning, heaven, and earth, he set forth their tetrad. Indicating also its invisible and hidden nature, he said, "Now the earth was invisible and unformed." They will have it, moreover, that he spoke of the second tetrad, the offspring of the first, in this way: by naming an abyss and darkness, in which were also water and the Spirit moving upon the water. Then, proceeding to mention the decad, he names light day, night the firmament, the evening the morning, dry land, sea plants, and in the tenth place trees. Thus, by means of these 10 names, he indicated the 10 aeons. The power of the duodecad, again, was shadowed forth by him thus. He names the sun, moon, stars, seasons, years, whales, fishes, reptiles, birds, quadrupeds, wild beasts, and after all these, in the 12th place, man. Thus they teach that the triacontad was spoken of through Moses by the Spirit. Moreover, man also, being formed after the image of the power above, had in himself the ability which flows from the one source. This ability was seated in the region of the brain, from which 4 faculties proceed, after the image of the tetrad above. And these are called, first, sight, second, hearing, third, smell, and fourth, taste. And they say that the ogdoad is indicated by man in this way, that he possesses 2 ears, a like number of eyes, also 2 nostrils, and a 2-fold taste, namely, of bitter and sweet. Moreover, they teach that the whole man contains the entire image of the triacontad, as follows. In his hands, by means of his fingers, he bears the decad, and in his whole body the duodecad, inasmuch as his body is divided into 12 members, for they portion that out, as the body of truth is divided by them, a point of which we have already spoken. But the ogdoad, as being unspeakable and invisible, are understood to be hidden in the viscera, the internal organs. Again, they assert that the sun, the great light-giver, was formed on the 4th day, with a reference to the number of the tetrad. So also, according to them, the courts of the tabernacle constructed by Moses, being composed of fine linen and blue and purple and scarlet, pointed to the same image. Moreover, they maintain that the long robe of the priest, falling over his feet, as being adorned by 4 rows of precious stones, indicate the tetrad. And if there are any other things in the scriptures which can possibly be dragged into the number 4, they declare that these had their being with a view to the tetrad. The ogdoad again was shown as follows. They affirm that man was formed on the 8th day, for sometimes they will have him to have been made on the 6th day, and others on the 8th day, unless perchance they mean that his earthly part was formed on the 6th day, but his fleshly part on the 8th, for these 2 things are distinguished by them. Some of them also hold that one man was formed after the image and likeness of God, masculo-feminine, and that this was the spiritual man, and that another man was formed out of the earth. Further, they declare that the arrangements made with respect to the ark in the deluge, by means of which 8 persons were saved, most clearly indicate the ogdoad, which brings salvation. David also shows forth the same, as holding the 8th place in point of age among his brethren. Moreover, that circumcision which took place on the 8th day represented the circumcision of the ogdoad. In a word, whatever they find in the scriptures capable of being referred to by the number 8, they declare to fulfill the mystery of the ogdoad. With respect again to the decad, they maintain that it is indicated by those 10 nations which God promised to Abraham for a possession. The arrangement also, made by Sarah when, after 10 years, she gave her handmaid Hagar to Abraham, that by her he might have a son, showed the same thing. Moreover, the servant of Abraham who was sent to Rebekah and presented her at the well with 10 bracelets of gold, and her brothers who detained her for 10 days, Jeroboam also, who received the 10 scepters of the tribes and the 10 courts of the tabernacle and the columns of 10 cubits high, and the 10 sons of Jacob, who were at first sent into Egypt to buy corn, and the 10 apostles to whom the Lord appeared after his resurrection, Thomas being absent, represented according to them the invisible decad. As to the duodecad, in connection with which the mystery of the passion of the defect occurred, from which passion they maintain that all things visible were framed, they assert that is to be found strikingly and manifestly everywhere in Scripture. For they declare that the 12 sons of Jacob, from whom also sprang 12 tribes, the breastplate of the high priest, which bore 12 precious stones and 12 little bells, the 12 stones which were placed by Moses at the foot of the mountain, the same number which was placed by Joshua in the river. And again, on the other side, the bearers of the Ark of the Covenant, those stones which were set up by Elijah when the heifer was offered as a burnt offering, the number, too, of the apostles, and in fine, every event which embraces in it the number 12, set forth their duodecad. And then the union of all things, which is called the triacontad, they strenuously endeavor to demonstrate by the Ark of Noah, the height of which was 30 cubits. By the case of Samuel, who assigned Saul the chief place among 30 guests. By David, when for 30 days he concealed himself in the fold. By those who entered along with him into the cave. Also by the fact that the length, height, of the holy tabernacle was 30 cubits. And, if they meet with any other like numbers, they still apply these to their triacontad. End of chapter 18.